At Arizona State University, we offer a wide variety of degree programs online to match all kinds of interests and career aspirations. Programs that are taught by the same notable faculty who teach on campus and designed using innovative technology to improve learning outcomes and equip you for post-graduation success. That's why 87% of ASU online graduates indicated they were promoted at work or received an increase in salary after earning their degree. Find your program at asuonline.asu.edu.
Our coverage of You Decide 2024 is presented by Big Fish Roofing. They're the roofers you can trust. Big Fish Roofing.
One of the biggest issues so far on the campaign trail has been immigration and border security, border control. And the very latest developing details coming out of the White House is likely to continue to draw a lot of attention on the campaign trail over the coming days as the president clears the way for tens of thousands of undocumented immigrants to stay in the country. Jared Halpern was following the story through the day yesterday. Remind us again where exactly we've come to this point, and what ultimately is being announced? How soon does it take effect?
Well, it takes effect immediately. The president signed this executive order yesterday. Now, that doesn't mean that it gets implemented right away. There are some steps, obviously, that undocumented immigrants would have to take. And we should say that this is a pretty narrow category of undocumented immigrants. It kind of builds upon the DACA protections that were put in place 12 years ago to shield young immigrants brought to the United States illegally as children from deportation. What this does is says that if you are an undocumented immigrant, you have been in this country at least 10 years. In most cases, it's been much longer than that. And you are married to an American citizen. You can now apply for lawful status without having to leave the country, without fear of being deported. This is part of a plan, the president says, to ensure families are not separated. He says that is a stark difference between his immigration plans and those of his opponent, former President Trump. But, you know, recall, Rich, this comes 2 weeks after the president put in place that executive order that dealt with asylum seekers at the southern border, clamping down, really restricting asylum at the southern border, a move that the president says has caused a significant decrease, about 25% decrease in illegal crossings at the southern border. That was met with an awful lot of criticism, particularly from progressives, particularly from immigrants' rights groups. This obviously moves in another direction. It is a show, the White House says, that you can have both safe borders, secure borders, closed borders, and a compassionate policy for those in the country already. The president yesterday said it is a false choice to have one or the other. And so you are seeing a little bit of counterbalancing here on the part of the president. It's also another indication the president wants to have this immigration and border debate. He has been pressing Congress to take up again that bipartisan Senate bill that dealt both with border enforcement and those in the country illegally already. Obviously, that has fallen apart. To your point, there is an awful lot of politics involved in it. And that is one of the reasons that you're going to hear President Biden continue to talk about this and probably make more executive order type announcements between now and November.
Well, and between now and next Thursday, even with the possibility of he and Trump going toe to toe on the border issue and immigration overall in that first debate on CNN.
I would imagine that comes up. Yeah, that first debate, believe it or not, a week and a day away. Extraordinarily early in a presidential campaign. But I think the way that the border has been managed, competing plans for the border, will be a big topic at that debate. It certainly has emerged as a top-tier topic for voters, a top-tier concern for voters as well. And so, again, I say that's why I think you're going to see President Biden continue to roll out these types of announcements as soon as they're ready.
We were texting a little bit last evening. There was some drama in the White House press room yesterday as a reporter evidently had a medical episode of some kind. It was trending on social media through the evening. Is that person okay? You were there in the briefing room?
I was. She appears to be okay. I didn't see it real clearly. I was sitting in my seat. I sit in the fourth row of the press briefing room. It was really hot. It's actually hot all week here in D.C. in the 90s. That press briefing room, especially when it's crowded, can get a little bit stifling. It's close to doors that are opening a lot, too, so you get that outside heat sometimes coming in. And, there was somebody standing in the back of the room who fainted. She appeared to be okay. White House medical team came, helped her out, got her out of the room and safe. And if you saw the video, it did briefly interrupt a briefing as Karine Jean-Pierre came to assist, and some press aides were able to come out pretty quickly with some ice cold water as well. But a reminder, I think, to everybody to take care of yourself here as this oppressive heat takes grip of an awful lot of the country.
Yeah, you're probably in the seersucker suit going to cover the White House today, aren't you?
Don't have to go to the White House today. It's a federal holiday, being Juneteenth, so I'm even more comfortable than the seersucker
today. Oh, that's good. Enjoy it then. Jared Alpern, part of our live team coverage.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.